Howard 92 in the Chugger. Right now on the telephone call. Where are you calling from?
We're up here in Ely, Minnesota, on the Canadian border.
You've made it all the way to Ely.
Well, this is home for me. The sled dog capital of the world.
You're already home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the long day's journey had ended.
Yeah, that's right. We're settled into our log cabin in the woods here.
Well, welcome back. We have the one and only Little Digger. How are you?
You know what? We got the name change here. You've got Paul Shirky. I am a fellow explorer, but not the one from the South Pole.
So listen, let's hear all about the long, long journey. How'd it go for you?
See, got a different guy. My name is Paul Shirky, and Will Steger and I led the expedition to the North Pole. And I led an expedition last spring called Bering Bridge Expedition, which involved traveling across Siberia and Alaska and over the Bering Strait, and resulted in the opening of the U.S.-Soviet border in the Bering Strait. But
was it a lonely experience being out there that long?
Hey, listen, Chuck, we got a grand confusion here. I didn't travel across the South Pole. So we either need to start over the interview or scratch it.
I come again?
We've got some kind of confusion here. Because I think you've got me confused with the guys that traveled across Antarctica. Right? Is that what you're thinking this is about? Let's back up here. Yeah, my name is Paul Shirky. I'm up in Ely, Minnesota. And back in 1986, Will Steger and I led an expedition to the North Pole. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then in 1989, 1 year ago today, I embarked on a two-month, 1,200-mile expedition traveling across Siberia and over the Bering Strait to Alaska as part of a expedition called the Bering Bridge Expedition that led to the opening of the U.S.-Soviet border in the Bering Strait. And I recently released a book entitled Bering Bridge, which was about that expedition through all the villages of the Soviet and American Eskimo people.
So what's next for you there?
Well, we're involved in a whole series of Soviet-American exchange programs the next couple of years, and we'll be traveling up in Siberia again this summer and spending more time out there with the Soviet Eskimo people in there. In their land of snow and wind, and they're also into dog sleds in a big way, and they travel around the mountains and tundra by sled, just like folks do up in Alaska and Canada. So it's a very interesting part of the world.
Hey, what do Eskimo guys eat at a stag party?
Well, I don't know. You ever had tried muck tuck? That's whale blubber.
I was gonna say Eskimo pie.
There's a good one for you. Yeah, so we're into the North Country in a big way.
So what's next for you?
Well, we're planning on traveling right around the Arctic Circle with a group of Eskimos from Russia and Greenland and Lapland, and going right around the globe there, visiting all the Eskimo settlements of the high Arctic. Those are all people who speak the same language, so it will be an interesting trip for us to compare the cultures of Eskimos in the Soviet Union and Eskimos in Canada.
So what's next for you? Hello? Well, listen, anytime you're in town, just stop by and we'll reminisce about the loneliness and despair. You're setting a great example for all of us nature lovers. The one and only Will Steger at Power 92.